This is a download from Deutsche Welle Radio. For more information, visit our website at dw-world.de.
Deutsche Welle Radio. Living Planet.
Hello and welcome to the programme. In Bonn, I'm Nina Hase, and here's what we have for you on this week's edition of Living Planet. But first up today, environment ministers with the G8 member nations are meeting in Potsdam this week to discuss biodiversity and climate change. It is an important summit because for the first time, environment ministers from the emerging industrialized nations, or the so-called G5, are also present for the discussions. Jenny Rizzo has a preview of what topics are on the agenda and what officials hope to accomplish in Potsdam.
Countries like India and China are the world's new economic engines, poised to soon surpass other large countries in terms of industrial output. That is why, for the first time, they have been invited to join an international dialogue on the environment. The G5 member nations of China, India, Brazil, Mexico, and South Africa are sending their environment ministers to meet with their G8 counterparts in an important summit in Potsdam this weekend. The results of this meeting could have long-term effects for the future of our climate. John Hay, spokesperson for the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, said this meeting is the beginning of an ongoing discussion.
This is part of an overall build-up towards the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Bali at the end of this year, in which we hope to begin negotiations, in the best-case scenario, on a future agreement for the post-2012 period. 2012 is the year in which the Kyoto Protocol expires, and we know now that we need very ambitious emission reduction targets in the order of perhaps 80% emission reductions by the year 2050. This is what science is telling us.
The UN's Kyoto Protocol is the only worldwide pact that exists for reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Since its inception, it has required that the 35 industrialized countries that signed the agreement work to cut their emissions levels 5% until the year 2012. Some experts are pushing for a far more ambitious level to be met because they fear without it, serious irreversible damage could be done to our climate. Europe, with Germany at the reins, has emerged as the leader in combating climate change. Last week, Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel pushed the European Union member nations to agree to a deal that would cut emissions by 20% up until the year 2020.
The presidency of the G8 lies with Germany this year. Angela Merkel has reaffirmed her commitment to acting very strongly on climate change, and she's already provided genuine leadership by bringing together environment ministers and the European Council in Brussels and to achieve agreement among heads of state that Europe will take the lead on climate change, that Europe will unilaterally subscribe to a 20% reduction of emissions by 2020, and even a 30% emission reduction should other countries, other industrialized groups and countries join in this effort.
One of the big players needed to make a new deal work is the United States. While the U.S. signed the Kyoto Protocol in the 1990s, it later pulled out on the basis of possible job losses and costs. Former American Vice President Al Gore, who recently made a film about the global warming crisis, called on the Kyoto nations this week to move their new target start date up 2 years to 2010 in an attempt to push the U.S. into the agreement. UN Framework Convention on Climate Change spokesperson John Hay says there are several reasons why other countries, specifically the G5 nations, are considering a climate change pact as well.
Rising sea levels, for example, will have massive impacts on delta regions in Asia. Just as one example, the melting of glaciers in the Himalayas will have massive implications for the drinking water in these countries. That, in turn, will have implications for industry. So these countries are extremely aware of what's happening. They want to meaningfully engage in the process. At the same time, they're looking for leadership on the part of industrialized countries to move ahead with strong emission reductions.
The 13 environment ministers will be joined by representatives from the EU Commission, the UN Environment Programme, the UNFCCC, and the World Conservation Unit for the meetings. This weekend's conference will be held at the Schloss Cecilienhof outside of Berlin, which many years ago saw the signing of the 1945 Potsdam Agreement between the Allied nations at the end of World War II. This historic setting will once again be a venue for international dialogue. Only this time, the negotiating parties will not only be talking about the future of nations, but also the future of our planet. Jenny Rizzo, Deutsche Welle Radio.
You can also listen to Living Planet on the internet or download it as a podcast. Our website is dw-world.de/English.